reaching number two on the Billboard 100, top Hot 100 for a week. I also believe that that may also be a double category because I want to say that if my memory serves me correctly, I think around May 18th, the week of May 18th, 1967, that also hit number one. So that may be another one that stayed at number two and then climbed up.
There's different charts. There's so many charts. And what we're doing tribute here is the Billboard Hot 100. And this artist right here in 1987, single hit number two in the Billboard Hot 100 charts, Jody Watley.
She was also the lead of Shalimar.
That's right. And they're actually on tour right now. They were actually in L.A. looking for a new love. This is The Lounge.
But I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you. you, but I'm laughing. You thought that I would die without you, but I'm living. Thought that I would fail without you, but I'm on top. Thought it would be over by now, but it won't stop. Thought that I would self-destruct, but I'm still here. Even in my years to come, I'm still gonna be here.
I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna give interact. Yeah, you can interact with us now. Lounge Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
It is WMFO Medford. This is The Lounge, and we're featuring songs that peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Sophie Ellis Bextor, one of my favorite songs. Boston Jackie, who called in for the birthday show last week, one of her favorite songs that she likes right there, peaked at number 2 on the charts, but it made huge on the UK charts. 26 weeks, it became the most played song in Europe. This is what I'm talking about, the versatility from US, UK, everywhere. And before that, Steph?
Hey, we had Gnarls Barkley with Crazy. That sat at number 2, Danny, for 7 weeks in a row back in 2006, just behind Nelly Furtado's Promiscuous
Girl.
I don't know. You got a theme going on here tonight.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Somebody's got some pent up frustrations.
Yeah, a little bit, little bit.
And you know, you didn't say that right. It was murder on the dance
floor.
It's murder on the dance floor. Sounds a little bit like Igor.
I bet actually Destiny Child, when, you know, they were just starting, they were 17 years old. This debuted Survivor, 43 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the group's second highest debut single to date behind Lose My Breath at 30, and quickly raced up to the charts to number 2 within a month. Though it couldn't stay at number one, didn't even get to number one. Janet Jackson's All For You took that right there. And they, you know, Destiny Child didn't do bad that year. They picked up a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or a group with vocals at the 2002 Grammy Awards. Steph?
Whoa. Well, you know, we started it off with Jody Watley.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Was the lead singer of Shalimar along with Howard Hewitt. And in 1987, the song that we kicked things off for, that won a Grammy Award, Best New Artist, along with Janet Jackson and Madonna. So she ranks really like one of the top MTV Music Awards / female artists ever, with 6 nominations. For, if you remember the song Real Love, and that was back in, actually this week, January 30th of 1989.
Yeah, she's celebrating her birthday. Yep, celebrating her birthday on the 30th. 56 she's going to be on the 30th.
Wow.
Climbing up, but she still sounds fabulous.
She does.
All the artists do that we've been playing here. We welcome your calls. Got about 45 minutes left here. 617-627-3800. We're going to take a quick public service announcement. And should we do on a birth control again? Why not? People need to protect themselves.
Well, with the music you're playing, absolutely.
That's
I think
right.
It's in order.
That's right. It is in order. It's the lounge.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never ever give up. Getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought, dressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
But we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
World's delight.
Hot
high hopes we have.
It's what I live for.
What else is new?
91.5 WMFO.
Ready?
Now I know the era, and then you'll be happy.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
WMFO Medford. This is The Lounge. We are featuring songs that peak number two in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Steph.
YMCA. Is everybody doing the dance out there? I mean, God, their music was piped into supermarkets, drugstores, athletic events,
everywhere.
Car dealerships. You were doing that at people's weddings. That was a big, big thing at field days. The song reached number two on the U.S. charts early in 1979. The group was led by Victor Willis, and I loved the Indian who was Felipe Rose. And depending on where, what venue they were performing, there were times where he had nothing on under that loincloth.
Danny's interested.
But, you know, they had so many great songs, Danny. And in the end, sadly, they never made it to a number one hit. So, you know, before that, we had Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime. That was released in 1969 by Sly Stewart, who is a genius. As I mentioned to you before, Danny, he had the first intergender and interracial group ever. The single was released in the wake of their, they had this really high profile performance at Woodstock, and really, after playing there at, you know, play Woodstock, it expanded everybody's fan base.
Steph, did you go to Woodstock? Did you go to Woodstock?
I went in a backpack.
Oh, nice. Really?
I was old enough to be there as a baby, but my mom was somewhat of a hippie back then.
That's so awesome.
I actually didn't make it there, but yeah, I had a tie-dye.
Halfway there? Okay.
I had a tie-dye crib sheet, and, you know, my mom was into love and peace and all that good stuff. So
that's,
I listened
where the music,
to a lot
yeah.
of the Woodstock stuff. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, that is so cool. I didn't get a chance to make it. They had it in 95 as well. I didn't get a chance to do the reunion.
Yeah, I got to put up some pictures of Mrs. C and her, she's got her little hippie caftan dress and her, you know, lace-up gladiator sandals and her headbands and, yeah.
Oh, see, Throwback Thursday now. Mm-hmm. That's a good picture to post up there. And before that, Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street, peak number 2 in the Billboard charts. Not for 1, not for 2, 3, 4, 5, for 6 weeks. Sister Sledge, right before that, We Are Family. Song was used in the 1979 theme song. It was used in 1979, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who won the World Series that year. It also was used in the 2004 Democratic National Convention, which was held here in Boston. And that was on the charts in 1979. It's Danny Martinetti. We got Stephanie Cardone back in studio. We're having so much fun.
Hey, we got a call from Tennessee.
Tennessee called in.
And I had a hard time getting the gentleman's name, but I want to say it was like Mark Coon. Something like that.
There's a show coming on right after this, I believe, and he was looking at interest. If you go to WMFO.org, all of the shows are on there. It's a rap radio hour that's coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I think it was in Mountain Time.
Yes, he was. I had to give him the hourly adjustment.
So we're doing everything here.
But I think it's pretty cool. Tennessee checking us here at the lounge out.
And people want to check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Lounge Radio Show. That is the place to be. We are getting back to the music, the songs that peak number 2 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. TLC, Baby, 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 this is the lounge.
You want
Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO, and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Oh,
You can interact with us now. Lounge Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
WMFO Medford. It is the lounge. How 10 o'clock comes here?
You
I want to punch 10 o'clock in the stomach, for real. Seriously, it comes and goes before you know it, and the show is almost over, but we had a great block right here as we played...
You make me want to leave the one I'm with and start a new
relationship. You made me lose my thought.
I'm telling you, on a crash collision here. Somebody done somebody wrong song. I don't know if you've had promiscuity, you've had...
Oh, I am coming from being at Foxwoods this week, last weekend. So we featured the songs that peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Kicked it off with TLC, Baby, 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 peaked August 15th, 1992. Written and produced by Babyface. Oh, I can see what you're thinking of this. L.A. Reid and Daryl Simmons, the song features vocals by T-Boz and Chili, but is the first song not to contain a rap by Left Eye. So for real, Candy Rain peaked at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks behind Madonna's Take a Bow in 1994.
After that, I'm Not in Love, 10cc. Do you know, Danny, this song was hailed by critics and musicians as a pop production masterpiece.
Really?
It was number 1 in the UK and was expected that we thought it was going to reach that here in the US. But it ended up sticking at number 2 for 3 weeks back in 1975. Because during that time, Van McCoy, the Eagles, and the Bee Gees were their competition. And they all had number 1s for 1 week each. So each of those groups that I just mentioned. So that's really like... big competition there, but great song. And after that, like I said, you make me wanna.
fill in a blank on that.
Usher. That was written by Usher along with Jermaine Dupri. And as Madea would say, WWJD, what's wrong with Jermaine Dupri? Or what would Jesus do? And Manuel Seal. And they both produced the tune. It peaked at number 2 and was on the chart for 47 weeks, the longest run of any Usher single as of to date. So,
and a great way to close it, 47 weeks.
A lot of people creeping, you know, ain't they?
At number 2.
That's
they could do
said.
So many things 47 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that's what we call a creeping song. Let's tell you about the monogamy here in the U.S. of A. that would stay for 47 weeks. You make me want to leave the one I'm with. And start a new relationship.
See, you listen to the lyrics of it for real. 47 weeks at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, listen, it's been real, Stephanie Cardone. Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here. If we didn't get to anybody that we may have missed, please forgive us.
Each and every week we're here, we will get to you, or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Lounge Radio Show. And got to thank our producer, Evan Myers. For helping us each and every week.
He also celebrated a birthday
too.
So happy birthday, my
young
love.
21 pup.
I'll give you your kiss when I see you.
We will be back next week. Danny Martinetti, Stephanie Cardone, signing off for the lounge.
Good night, God bless.
Bye-bye.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. A valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of
agony, acting like I was part of your property. Remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5.